When Chris said that we were going to wing it earlier, you can believe it. I spent about 3 days filling up one of those computer disks that Leroy didn't have with facts and information on the 60s. And then it dawned on me, as a pseudo-historian, that what I was collecting was history that was important to me. And history is yours and my interaction with the events that go on around us. So I had to discard what I had there. I guess I didn't have to, but I did. And I asked myself, what in the 60s affects this side of the table as well as that side? And I, again, personal opinion as a pseudo-historian, I felt that two things occurred during the 1960s that influenced us all in one way or the other. One was the civil rights movement. Initially, it started out as a group of black individuals trying to get the right to do simple things like use public restrooms, like vote. And today, this may seem strange when I look out here and possibly half of us don't even exercise that right. But it wasn't just the black civil rights that it evolved into. Later on in the 60s, we had other minority groups trying to express themselves and trying to gain some political power. And we had the minority, or majority group. We had the National Organization of Women that grew out of this. So I think that grew up during that age and are with us today. Simple things like and all the others, the war in Vietnam. The war in Vietnam, whether you agreed with it or not, taught us some valuable lessons. That we as a nation, if we are going to commit ourselves to an armed conflict, should know what we're doing. And also that we should act in a united front. I think those are the two biggest things that the 1960s gave us, and hopefully in this day and age, we will heed those lessons and maybe think of one other thing, the enthusiasm that started the 60s. As any of you think back now, you compare the 1960 with 1969, we had much more confidence in ourselves, and hopefully we will return to that. That's my remember. Thank you.